Now, as we move into Millerism,
a sada kada prelazimo na Millerizam,
our second topic,
to je naša druga tema,
we will cover four subtopics in the theology of Millerism.
Mi ćemo pokriti četiri podteme u okviru Millerizma.
The first will be Miller's hermeneutic.
Prva je Millerova hermeneutika.
His approach to the Bible and Bible interpretation.
Njegov pristup Bibliji i tumačenju Biblije.
The second will be Millerite eschatology.
Drugo je Millerova eschatologija.
The third topic will be Millerite views on the first and second angels' messages of Revelation 14.
Drugo je Millerov pogled na prvu i drugu anđelsku vest iz Otkrivenja 14.
And the fourth topic will be the seventh month movement and the great disappointment.
Zatim treća tema biće se sedmomesečni pokret i veliko razočaranje.
Now Millerism is very important to Adventism.
Millerizam je veoma važan u okviru adventizma
because it becomes the theological taproot of Adventist theology.
Zato što je na neki način postao ishodište adventističke teologije.
The early Seventh-day Adventists will adopt a lot, but not all of Millerite theology.
Prvi adventisti su prihvatili veoma veliki deo, iako ne svu Millerovu teologiju.
Certainly we will build upon their hermeneutic and their eschatology.
Naravno, oni su gradili na njegovoj hermeneutici i njegovoj eschatologiji.
Now, before I begin, I should put some books, some titles of some books on the board.
Ali pre nego što nastavim, ja bih vam dao naslove nekih knjiga
in which one can read more about Millerism.
U kojima možete naći više o Millerizmu.
The first one that I will put on the board is F. D. Nickel, The Midnight Cry.
Prva knjiga, to je napisao Nickel, Ponoćni poklič. Midnight Cry.
That book was published on the 100th anniversary of the Millerite disappointment.
Ova knjiga je izašla na stogodišnicu Milleritskog razočaranja.
And I imagine you have that in your library.
Ja mislim da je morate imati u vašoj biblioteci.
I didn't see a copy, but it should be there.
Nisam je video, ali trebalo bi da je tu.
One that I did see there would be L. E. Froome.
U Božda Rađije. Aha. A nema u biblioteci. Ništa, prepišite od Božda Rađije. Da. A druga knjiga je Leroy Flum. Poročka vera naših otaca, četvrta knjiga.
Especially volume 4.
Posebno četvrti tom.
And I know you have that one in your library.
Znam da ovu knjigu imate u biblioteci.
And then on the 150th anniversary?
A onda na 150. godišnicu razočaranja.
I published a book called Millennial Fever.
Ja sam objavio knjigu Milenijumska groznica
and the end of the world.
I kraj sveta.
And that history brings Millerism up to the present day.
I tu je dakle objašnjen Millerizam sve do današnjih dana.
So if you want to read more about Millerism and its theology,
ako dakle želite da pročitate više o Millerizmu i njegovoj teologiji,
these three books will be of some help.
Ove tri knjige vam mogu pružiti pomoć.
But only one of them really talks about how we got from Millerism to Seventh-day Adventism.
Međutim, samo jedna od njih objašnjava kako smo od Millerita postali adventisti.
And that is Millennial Fever and the End of the World.
A to je ova posljednja knjiga moja koju sam napisao, Milenijumska groznica i kraj sveta.
And this brings us to our first topic.
I sada nas to dovodi i sučeljava sa našom prvom temom.
And that is Millerite hermeneutics.
A to je Millerova hermeneutika.
Miller was very much a man of one book.
Miller je bio u velikoj meri čovjek jedne knjige.
He was a man of the Bible.
Bio je on čovjek Biblije.
You might say that sola scriptura.
Možete reći da je pravilo sola scriptura
formed the authoritative base for everything that Miller believed.
Bila u stvari u temelju svega što je on vjerovao i propovedao.
And he approached the Bible in a very scientific manner.
On je pristupao Bibliji na veoma naučan način.
That was informed by his deistic rationalism.
A što je na neki način bilo zasluga njegovog deističkog racionalizma.
And the deistic assumption that a person could understand the truth by studying it.
I onog deističkog vjerovanja da čovjek može da razume istinu ako je bude proučavao.
Miller's hermeneutics are important to us today because we have largely accepted Miller's approach to the Bible.
Millerova hermeneutika je danas za nas važna zato što smo u velikoj mjeri prihvatili njegov pristup Bibliji.
And particularly his approach to the study of prophecy.
A posebno njegov pristup proučavanju proročanstava.
We won't spend much time on what's called Miller's rules of Bible interpretation.
Mi nećemo provesti mnogo vremena objašnjavajući ono što se zove Millerova pravila o tumačenju Biblije.
But we will give that a little time.
Ali malo vremena ćemo ipak tome posvetiti.
I will tend to list them and give a little discussion.
Ja ću ih navesti i malo protumačiti.
But I will not say too much.
Ali neću suviše se zadržavati na njima.
One of the unfortunate things about this particular course.
Ono što nije baš toliko pozitivno u vezi sa ovim kursom
is that I was advised not to bring reading material.
Je u tome što su mi rekli da ne donosim materijal koji treba čitati.
I usually have two or three books I use with the course.
Ja obično upotrebljavam u toku ovog kursa nekoliko knjiga.
But also a syllabus of documents.
Ali isto tako jednu zbirku dokumenata.
And this Miller's rules of Bible interpretation are in that syllabus.
A Millerova pravila o tumačenju Biblije nalaze se u toj zbirci.
I think I'm going to mail a copy to you so you can put this in the library.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
On će jednu kopiju ovog silabusa poslati pa da metnemo u našu biblioteku.
So the most important documents in Adventist theological history will at least be on file as a syllabus.
Tako da će najvažniji dokumenti iz adventističke teološke istorije biti makar dostupni onima koji ih proučavaju.
And if it's like other places I lecture where I don't have the syllabus with me, some people want a copy of this document or that document.
Da, a kada se nađe na drugim mestima i nemam silabu sa sobom, onda ljudi žele kopiju ovog ili onog dokumenta.
When I get home, I will mail this and then anybody can make a copy of whatever they want.
Kada budem otišao kući, ja ću to poslati poštom, tako da će svaki od vas moći da za sebe napravi kopiju od nekih od tih dokumenta.
Well, let's look briefly at Miller's rules of interpretation.
Ajde da ukratko proučimo ta Millerova pravila interpretacije.
The first rule, he said, is that all the Bible is necessary.
On, prvo njegovo pravilo, cela Biblija je neophodna.
Well, why did he say that?
Zašto bi on to rekao?
Because some people were saying that you only need the New Testament.
Zato što ima ljudi koji smatraju da nam je potreban samo Novi Zavet.
He said, no, all of the Bible.
Ne, kaže Miller, cela Biblija nam je neophodna.
And his first rule says also,
a njegovo prvo pravilo glasi također,
that it may be understood by diligent application and study.
Da se ona može shvatiti marljivim primjenjivanjem i proučavanjem.
It's not an impossible book to understand, is what he's saying.
Drugim rečima, nije nemoguće shvatiti ono što Biblija kaže.
And his last rule will add one other phrase.
Međutim, njegovo posljednje pravilo dodaje još jednu frazu.
Even if you don't understand Hebrew or Greek.
Čak i ako ne razumete jevrejski i grčki.
And that was important to Miller.
A to je bilo važno za Millera.
Because he was a layman.
Zato što je on bio obični vernik. Nije razumeo.
He believed that God had led him. in the study of the Bible.
On je verovao da ga je Bog vodio u toku proučavanja Biblije.
And so this is an approach to theology for the common person.
To je dakle jedan pristup teologiji običnog čovjeka.
It's not only the priests and the theologians who can come to theological conclusions.
Nisu dakle samo sveštenici, teolozi, ljudi koji mogu donositi teološke zaključke.
But God will bless any human being that does that.
Bog blagosilja svako ljudsko biće koje želi da ga upozna.
Now that may be very important in our cultures today.
To danas možda bude veoma značajno pravilo u ovoj našoj kulturi današnjice.
For example, I was doing evangelism.
Na primjer, ja sam se bavio evangelizacijom.
And the first time I visited a woman from the Eastern Orthodox Church.
I prvi put kada sam se sreo sa jednom ženom koja je pripadala Istočno pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And I was showing her something from the Bible.
Ja sam joj pokušavao da kažem nešto iz Biblije.
And what was her answer?
A kako je glasio njen odgovor?
My priest is the man who, I don't read the Bible, the priest helps me.
Ja ne čitam Bibliju, moj sveštenik čita i on mi objašnjava.
Well, that's not Miller's approach.
To nije bio Millerov pristup.
That every person can understand the Bible.
No, ne, svaka osoba može da shvati Bibliju.
Second rule.
Drugo pravilo.
Every word must have its proper bearing on the subject.
Svaka reč ima neku ulogu u objašnjavanju teme.
As it's presented in the Bible.
Onako kako je ona objašnjena u Bibliji.
Thirdly.
Treće.
The Bible must be its own expositor.
Biblija sama sebe tumači.
He said that if I rely upon some other authority to tell me what the Bible means, then the authority becomes the most important.
A on kaže, ako se oslonim na neki spoljni autoritet koji treba da mi kaže šta Biblija želi da mi poruči, onda se ja ne oslanjam na Bibliju nego na nekog tumača.
Now you will see later on that this approach to the Bible leads Miller to his methodology.
Vi ćete kasnije vidjeti da je ovaj pristup Bibliji doveo Millera da razvije svoju vlastitu metodologiju.
Every word being important.
Svaka reč može biti važna.
The Bible being its own expositor.
Biblija je sama sebi tumač.
You will see that he becomes a man of two books.
Vi ste onda sada primetili da je on postao čovjek dve knjige.
The Bible, of course.
Naravno, Biblija.
And a concordance.
I concordance.
So that he could look up the various ways that the words were used and the Bible could become its own
dakle,
interpreter.
Dakle, concordance mu je pomagao da može da razmoti na koji različit način se svaka pojedina reč upotrebljavala u celom tekstu Biblije.
And his fourth rule shows his scientific methodology.
A njegovo četvrto pravilo otkriva njegovu naučničku metodologiju.
He says to understand the doctrine.
Rekao je da bismo razumeli doktrinu.
Bring all the Bible texts on this topic together in one place.
Sakupite na jedno mjesto sve biblijske tekstove koji govore o toj temi.
Let each word have its proper influence.
I da svaka reč ima svoj odgovarajući uticaj.
And if you can form your theory without the contradiction.
I da, dakle, onda formirate svoju teoriju bez kontradikcija.
You cannot be in error.
Ne možete na taj način biti u zabludi.
So those first four rules deal with Miller's general approach to the Bible.
Dakle, ova prva četiri pravila odnose se na opšti pristup Millera izučavanju Biblije.
You will notice that he has a very systematic way of doing things.
Kao što ste primetili, on je imao jedan veoma sistematski način pristupu stvarima.
And that he knows exactly why he's reading the Bible the way he does.
Da li on zna zašto je Bibliju proučavao upravo na taj način na koji joj je pristupao?
It was very self-conscious for him.
To je za njega bilo nešto samo po sebi razumljivo.
I bet you that most of us have not thought about our rules for interpreting the Bible.
Ja mislim da većina od nas nije formirala svoja pravila za tumačenje Biblije.
The rest of his rules have to deal with the interpretation of prophecy.
Ostatak njegovih pravila odnosi se na tumačenje proročanstava.
Rule number 5.
Peto pravilo.
Says God has revealed things to come by visions.
Da li je Bog otkrio ono što se pojavlja u vizijama?
By imagery,
i simbolici,
in parables,
u pričama.
And he says the same thing again and again and again throughout
Scripture. Da, Bog je to učinio i Bog to stalno iznova ponavlja u različitim delovima pisma.
And if you want to really understand something,
ako dakle želite da nešto stvarno shvatite,
you gather the prophecies and the parables and from both testaments on the same topic and analyze them together.
Vi morate uzeti proročanstva, priče i simboliku iz različitih delova Biblije, prikupiti ih na jedno mesto i tek onda razumeti šta Bog želi da nam kaže o određenoj tematici.
Now, I won't talk about all of his rules.
Neću ja govoriti baš o svim njegovim pravilima.
But number seven.
Ali sedmo pravilo.
How do you tell if a word is used symbolically?
Kako možete odrediti da li se neki pojam upotrebljava u simboličkom značenju?
I'd say that's an important rule.
Ja bih rekao da je to važno pravilo.
His answer is this.
Njegov odgovor glasi:
if it makes good sense without using symbolism,
on kaže ako ta reč ima smisla kad se upotrebi u stvarnom značenju, ne u simboličkom,
then you take it literally.
Onda je uzmite u doslovnom značenju.
If it does not make good sense, it must be a symbol.
Ali ako ona se ne uklapa po značenju u ostatak, onda mora biti da je upotrebljena simbolički.
Number eight.
Osmo pravilo.
He noted that symbols always have a symbolic meaning.
Da bi simboli uvek imali simboličko značenje.
And he gives examples of beasts meaning kingdoms.
On, na primjer, upotrebljava reč zver koja u Bibliji označava carstvo.
Waters meaning people.
A vode znače narode.
Day meaning year.
Dan znači godinu.
And number nine.
Deveto pravilo.
He says, if you want to understand the meaning of a symbol,
ako želite da shvatite značenje simbola,
trace this word and how it's used throughout the Bible.
Pratite tu reč i pronađite kako je ona upotrebljena izvan Biblije.
And the Bible's use of the symbol will eventually give you the meaning.
A onda biblijska upotreba simbola daće vam njeno pravo značenje.
And rule number 10.
Zatim pravilo broj 10.
Which shows his depth of study.
Koje pokazuje dubinu njegovog istraživanja.
And the flexibility of his mind.
I fleksibilnost njegovog uma.
He says symbols sometimes have more than one meaning.
On kaže simboli ponekad imaju više nego jedno značenje.
For example, he says the word day.
Na primjer dan.
Can be an indefinite period of time.
Može biti neodređeno razdoblje vremena.
A day for a year.
Može značiti jednu godinu.
Or a day for a thousand years.
A može da bude i hiljadu godina.
Rule number 12.
12. pravilo.
In the understanding of prophecy.
Što se tiče razumevanja proročanstava.
How are we to understand these great prophecies in Daniel and the Revelation?
Kako da razumemo ta velika proročanstva u knjizi proroka Danila i u Otkrivenju?
He says you compare them with history.
Kaže upoređujte ih sa istorijom.
And when you find the events that make sense,
i onda ćete pronaći događaje koji se uklapaju.
And then you know that you have the interpretation.
I onda ćete shvatiti da ste pronašli tumačenje.
And the last rule.
I poslednje pravilo.
The most important rule of all is that you must have faith.
Najvažnije pravilo od svih pravila je da morate pristupati Bibliji sa verom.
We must believe that God always remains by his word.
Mi moramo verovati da Bog se uvek drži svoje reči.
That he always protects his word.
Da on uvek štiti svoju reč.
And that he who takes notice of the sparrow and the numbers of hairs in our head.
I da je on Bog koji vodi računa o vrapcu i o broju dlaka na našoj kosi.
Will guard the translation of his own word.
On će sam stražiti nad prevođenjem svoje reči.
and put a barrier around sincere people.
I stavit će ogradu oko iskrenih ljudi.
To keep them erring far from the truth.
Da ih sačuva da ne zalutaju od istine.
Though they may not understand Hebrew.
Iako ne razumeju jevrejski i grčki.
Well, Miller was very explicit about his 13 rules.
Dakle, Miller je bio veoma siguran u svojih 13 pravila.
He understood not only why he was studying the Bible, but how it should be studied.
On ne samo da je znao zašto treba da proučava Bibliju, on je odgovorio i na pitanje kako treba da se Biblija proučava.
You will discover in the history of the, in this class.
Vi ćete otkriti u istoriji ili u ovim izlaganjima.
That at the beginning of each section I will deal with authority and hermeneutics.
Da ću ja na početku svake sekcije se baviti autoritetom i hermeneutikom.
Because if you are wrong in those areas,
jer ako ste na pogrešnom putu na ova dva područja,
you will be wrong in every other area.
Onda ćete biti na pogrešnom putu na svakom drugom području.
And you will see as we move through this course how this business of authority and hermeneutics makes a huge difference in Adventist theologies.
I onda ćete ustanoviti u toku ovog kursa kolika je ogromna značajna uloga upravo ova dva faktora u nastanku i razvoju adventističke teologije.
And of course in other theologies also.
Naravno i u drugim teologijama.
But major struggles in the Adventist church today are over authority.
Ali najveći sukobi danas u adventističkoj crkvi odigravaju se oko pitanja autoriteta.
For example,
na primjer,
what is our basic authority?
Koji je naš osnovni autoritet?
Is it the Bible?
Da li je to Biblija?
Or is it Ellen White?
Ili je to Ellen White?
Well, the way some Adventists do theology, you wouldn't know it's the Bible.
Da, neki adventisti.
What? The way some Adventists do theology, you wouldn't realize that their main authority was the Bible.
Da, kako neki adventistički teolozi izlažu teologiju, vi ne možete uopšte shvatiti da je njihova osnovni autoritet Biblija.
You would be very surprised.
Bili biste veoma iznenađeni.
And what the church has held on this down through time.
Šta je, čega se sve crkva držala u toku proteklog vremena?
And you might find it very interesting what how Ellen White related to that problem.
I vi ćete se možda zainteresovati kako se i sama Ellen White odnosila prema tom problemu.
When people tried to make her into a Bible commentary.
Kada su ljudi pokušavali da od nje naprave jednog komentatora Biblije.
Or a theological authority.
Ili teološki autoritet.
Well, I would suggest, in closing, Miller forgot one rule.
Ali, zaključujući, rekao bi da je Miller zaboravio jedno pravilo.
But he uses it.
Ali se služio njime.
And so I will add this to his list.
I zato ću ja dodati to pravilo njegovoj listi.
And that's typology.
A to je tipologija.
Type and anti-type.
Tipologija i tip i antitip.
Like the sanctuary and the sanctuary in heaven.
Kao što je recimo svetilište na zemlji i svetilište na nebu.
Like literal Babylon and figurative.
Kao što
Babylon.
Je doslovni Babilon i simbolički Babilon.
Tomorrow morning we will quickly finish Miller's hermeneutic.
Sutra ujutru ćemo kratko razmotriti još Millerovu hermeneutiku
and move into his eschatology.
I preći ćemo na njegovu eskatologiju.
It's time to quit.
A sada je vreme da završi.
And so you already know what those contexts are.
I vi tako znate već prema tome kakav je to teološki koncept.
And basically what type of information each contributed to the understanding of Adventist theology.
I šta je svaki od tih dodatnih faktora doprineo razvitku adventističke teologije.
We discussed six in number.
Mi smo razgovarali o šest takvih faktora.
The Anabaptist tradition of getting totally back to scripture.
O anabaptističkoj tradiciji koja nas je vraćala potpuno natrag Bibliji.
A concept that was carried on by restorationism in North America.
Koncept koji su nastavili dalje restauratori ili obnovitelji u Severnoj Americi.
To restore all the lost teachings of the Bible.
Koji su nastojali da obnove sva izgubljena učenja Biblije.
And noted that two of the Adventist founders came from the restorationist movement.
Vi znate da su dva od adventističkih pionira, osnivača, došli iz pokreta obnovitelja.
In particular, the Christian Connection.
A posebno iz ogranka koji se zvao Hrišćanska veza, Christian Connection.
James White and Joseph Bates will come from that movement.
James White and Joseph Bates dolaze iz ovog pokreta.
And then we saw how that the Methodist movement gave us our basic understanding of salvation.
Zatim gledali smo doprinos metodističkog pokreta koji nam je dao jedan zaokruženi koncept nauke o spasenju
and the atonement of Christ.
I o pomirenju koje je izvršio Isus Hristos.
And the place of faith and free will.
A također i mesto koje zauzima vera i naša slobodna volja.
But particularly John Wesley's emphasis on sanctification and perfection would have
a posebno naglasak koji Wesley stavlja na posvećenje.
Would have an impact on Ellen White's writings.
I kojim je veoma uticao na spise na način razmišljanja Ellen White.
And of course Ellen White becomes the third and final developer founder of Adventism.
I naravno Ellen White je posljednji u ovom nizu trojice i onaj faktor koji je zaokružio adventističku teologiju.
We also noted the influence of Puritanism.
Zatim gledali smo kakav je utjecaj izvršio puritanizam na našu teologiju.
Particularly with its influence on helping us be aware of the significance of Sabbath and Sabbath Sunday legislation.
A posebno kada se to radilo o poštovanju dana od odmora i opet njihovom nastojanju da se putem zakonodavstva primora narod na svetkovanje dana od odmora, ali u njihovom slučaju nedelju.
And how deism became a major factor in our approach.
Zatim i deisti su bili jedan od važnih faktora u našem pristupu teologiji.
With its very logical approach to understanding.
Oni su imali jedan vrlo logičan pristup razumevanju teologije.
Brought into Adventism by Miller.
I to je opet u adventizam uneo William Miller.
And to this day when we do evangelism, we still aim at the head.
I do dana današnjega kada se bavimo evangelizacijom, mi idemo upravo prema tom pristupu.
To know the truth is to understand the doctrines.
Znati istinu za nas znači razumeti doktrine.
Rather than aiming at the whole person, including the heart.
Umjesto da je u to uključena cela osoba, uključujući i srce.
And lastly, we looked at Baconianism and common sense philosophy.
I konačni faktor, to je taj Baconianizam ili pristup zdravog razuma.
The doing of theology by the scientific method.
A to znači pristupati teologiji na naučni način.
Inductively studying the Bible, collecting all the evidence and making conclusions.
Induktivno proučavanje Biblije, prikupljanje dokaza i na osnovu prikupljenih dokaza donošenje zaključka.
And that even a common person like Miller could do theology. Even if he didn't understand Hebrew.
Da, ali taj pristup ujedno uključuje da bismo razumeli teologiju, ne moramo biti teolozi i obični ljudi mogu da razumeju Bibliju.
And then we began to look at Millerism itself.
A zatim smo proučavali Millerizam kao pojavu.
Our second topic.
To je bila naša druga tema.
We noted that Seventh-day Adventism will owe much to its Millerite foundation.
Mi smo uvidjeli da adventizam današnjeg vremena veoma mnogo duguje Millerizmu.
Certainly its understanding of hermeneutics.
A posebno na području razumevanja hermeneutike.
Both general hermeneutics and the interpretation of prophecy.
U opštem smislu hermeneutike, ali hermeneutike u tumačenju proročanstva.
Also, Seventh-day Adventism will get its eschatological understanding from Millerism.
Osim toga, Adventisti svoj eschatološki pristup također duguju Milleru.
We're looking at four topics underneath the heading of Millerism.
Mi smo razmotrili četiri pod teme u okviru one velike teme o Millerizmu.
The first is authority in hermeneutics.
Prvo je autoritet i hermeneutika.
And we noted that Miller was a man primarily of one book for authority.
I mi smo zaključili da je Miller prvenstveno bio čovjek jedne knjige što se tiče autoriteta, izvora autoriteta.
And we looked at Miller's understanding of hermeneutics.
Proučavali smo i Millerovo shvatanje hermeneutike.
We will close off this topic now by looking at Miller in action.
Mi ćemo završiti ovu tematiku danas razmatrajući Millera na delu.
How he describes his process of Bible study.
Kako on opisuje svoj proces proučavanja Biblije.
This comes from an 1845 document entitled the Miller's Apology and Defense.
Ovdje su navodi iz jednog dokumenta koji se zove Millerova apologija i odbrana.
This document will be in the collection that I send to the library after I get home.
Ovaj dokumentat će biti uključen u onaj niz dokumentacije koju ću poslati da se nađe u vašoj biblioteci kada budem otišao kući.
Miller writes, I devoted myself to prayer and reading of the word.
Miller kaže, ja sam se posvetio uz molitvu o istraživanju reči.
I determined to lay aside all my presuppositions.
Odlučio sam da ću odbaciti sve svoje pretpostavke.
To thoroughly compare scripture with scripture.
I da temeljito upoređujem tekst sa tekstom.
And to pursue its study in a regular and methodical manner.
I da nastavimo ovo proučavanje na metodičan, redovan način.
I commenced with Genesis and read verse by verse.
Započeo sam sa prvom knjigom Mojsijevom i čitao stih po stih.
Proceeding no faster than the meaning of the several passages should be so unfolded as to leave me without embarrassment.
I nisam nastavljao dalje dok mi značenje svakog teksta nije bilo potpuno jasno bez ikakvog problema.
Whenever I found anything obscure,
kad god bih naišao na nešto što mi je izgledalo sakriveno,
my practice was to compare it with all collateral passages.
Moja je praksa bila da ga upoređujem sa svim kolateralnim ili dodatnim tekstovima.
And by the help of my concordance,
i uz pomoć mog konkordansa,
I examined all the texts of Scripture in which were found any of the prominent words contained in any obscure portion.
Ja sam ispitivao sve tekstove u kojima bi se ta reč pojavljivala na drugim mestima.
Then, by letting every word have its proper bearing on the subject of the text,
i onda ispitujući pravilno značenje svake reči koja ima uticaja na razumevanje teksta,
if my view of it harmonized with every collateral passage in the Bible,
i kada sam u svojim pogledima uskladio sve dodatne tekstove,
it ceased to be a difficulty.
Prestalo je sada, nestale su teškoće.
In this way I pursued the study of the Bible on my first trip through it.
Ja sam na taj način nastavio da proučavam Bibliju u svom prvom putovanju kroz nju.
For about 2 years.
I to je trajalo oko 2 godine.
Now, when Miller says he studied for 2 years, he doesn't mean just an hour or two a day.
Kada Miller kaže da je proučavao Bibliju u toku 2 godine, to nije značilo da je tome posvećivao 1 ili 2 sata dnevno.
He probably meant 8 to 12 hours a day.
On je verovatno smatrao da se to odnosi na 8 do 12 sati dnevnog proučavanja.
I was fully satisfied that the Bible is its own interpreter.
On kaže, bio sam potpuno zadovoljan činjenicom da Biblija tumači sama sebe.
I found that by a comparison of scripture with history,
ja sam ustanovio da upoređujući Bibliju sa istorijom,
all the prophecies as far as they have been fulfilled literally.
Da su se sva proročanstva koja su se ispunila doslovno.
That all the various figures, metaphors, parables, and similitudes of the Bible,
da su sve parabole, simboli, brojke u Bibliji,
were either explained in their immediate connection,
objašnjene u svom neposrednoj vezi,
or in terms in which they were expressed were defined in other portions of the Bible,
ili na način na koji su bile izražene u drugim tekstovima u Bibliji.
And when thus explained, are to be literally understood in accordance with such explanation.
I tako shvaćene, one su morale biti shvaćene doslovno u svom literarnom značenju.
I was satisfied that the Bible is a system of revealed truths.
Ja sam bio zadovoljan kad sam ustanovio da je Biblija sistem otkrivenih istina.
So clearly and simply given.
Toliko jasno, jednostavno izraženih,
that the wayfaring man, though he be a fool, need not err.
Da čovjek, ukoliko nije lud, nikada ne bi mogao da zađe.
So you can see that Miller is a very methodical student.
Kao što ste mogli primetiti, Miller je veoma metodičan istraživač.
You can almost see him there at his desk with his Bible and his concordance.
Skoro da ga možete zamisliti kako sedi za svojim stolom sa Biblijom i konkordansom pred sobom.
As he reads a passage and comes to a word and he says, "What does this word mean?"
I kada naiđe u tekstu na neku reč za koju se pita šta ta reč znači.
As he gets out his concordance and sees how the word is used in other places.
I onda kako se obraća konkordansu da vidi šta ta reč znači na drugim mestima.
Miller was a systematic man.
Miller je bio čovjek vrlo sistematične prirode.
Now, for Miller, all prophecy had two focal points.
Za Millera svako proročanstvo je imalo dve tačke na koje se usredsređivalo.
And for him those two focal points were the first and second coming of Christ.
A za njega te dve osnovne tačke na kojima proročanstvo se usredsređuje, to su prvi i drugi Hristov dolazak.